Good morning, the Grundy Art Gallery. Sean speaking, how can I help?
Blackpool isn't best known for its famous art pieces, but a discovery in a drawer at the gallery in the town has led to a widespread interest from both the public and experts alike.
It is exciting. Yeah, no, we have had interest, absolutely. I mean, certainly, you know, talking to the Contemporary Art Society, they're really excited that it's been kind of rediscovered, refound, and re-shown in this way.
That was Richard Parry, the curator of the Grundy Art Gallery.
This is a work by Paul Nash, who sort of went on to become one of the most important modernist artists in Britain in the 20th century. And this is a really key picture in his career because it's actually, although it looks like a watercolour, it's actually a chalk drawing. We're stood a little bit further back and you wouldn't think that, but actually going closely, you can see how those colours are actually chalk drawing. And this was part of a series of works that were made by the artist literally just after he'd been at the front line in France. He came back, he was injured. He made, I think, about 20, 21 drawings in a series. And from that series, he was then commissioned to be the official war artist. Interestingly, his entire battalion got wiped out in Passchendaele after he came back. So a really tragic story, kind of personally as well.
The picture itself is of its time, certainly of First World War, and probably the thoughts and the memories of some of those soldiers from that First World War. The skyline is blood red. The use of the different shades of brown for the landscape, and there's no green or no sort of life in the picture at all. And the trees are all dead. They're all halved or all just down to the stumps, which kind of you could probably see as what he thought were probably people on the battlefield and how he saw it. It's certainly a harrowing picture of its time, probably his memories of what he saw, of course, in the First World War.
The drawing forms part of a wider exhibition which involves artwork from school children of the Foul Coast. Councillor Vicky Singleton, lead member for arts at Blackpool Council, is hoping the picture will remind children of that period.
It's getting children to really think about art, especially from a historic period, because obviously at the moment, you know, the Grundy is a very contemporary gallery, but getting them to look at past art and getting them to think about it is a really good thing.
The gallery aims to raise £2,000 to undertake conservation work of other collection artworks, which will form a special display in early 2017.